This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Tonight from 6, now playing with Tom Robinson. At 4, Jarvis Cocker's Sunday Service.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B-Belly BC, that's who.
Oh, yeah. It's 2 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon for you. It's 2 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon for me. I'm pre-recording my programme here in my house in North Manchester. Just looking out the window, I can see loads and loads of crows fighting for position in the same two trees. Silently, of course, because they know I'm making radio. Oh, there you go. There's a bit of a rook. Hey? Yeah. So usual scene out here. Some very greedy goldfinch getting stuck in, and the odd greenfinch, bless them. Couple of magpies flying around the joint. My brother-in-law refers to magpies as the management, because they always hang out in twos, and they look like doormen. Just shutting the window out, because it's getting a bit chilly, if I'm honest. Should probably turn my phone off as well. That was, of course, The, and This Is The Day. I absolutely love that tune. Reminds me of my youth. Anyway, I should introduce myself formally, should I not? I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Shut the blinds a little bit here. Welcome everybody to the programme. And my featured artist this week is Finnish French pop duo The Doe, spelt Do in English, D-O, but pronounced The Doe. They're wild, they're fantastic. And somebody, Song for Guy, recommended them this week, which made me realise it's too long since I played them. So three tunes before 4 o'clock from those guys. And if I have a theme this week, it's probably different kinds of drummers. Some of my favourite drummers, and all different kinds of drums as well. So we'll have a look at that instrument as the focus. But let's start with one from the... Oh, the Beckopedia will be dropping by as well. And some really old spiritual from Washington Phillips, a tune that Jimmy Goodwin from Doves turned me onto some years ago that I mentioned the other week. So, yeah, that as well. I promise you Sophisticated Boom Boom by the Shangri-Las. I'll be playing you that in a little while as well. And, of course, Song for Guy recommendations from you lot. So let's get straight on with it with The Doe. This is called Slippery Slope. This is just one of the vibes that you get from this amazing Finnish pop duo. The band is The Doe, and this is Slippery Slope.
Take halfway down the cliff, no way up, no way back. Stuck in the middle, I'm stuck in the middle. I'm halfway down the cliff, no way up, no way back. Stuck in the middle, I'm stuck in the middle. I'm jeopardized, paralyzed. Shut your mouth, analyze. What's the prize? What's the prize? We'll be right back.
that had me doing like a top hole style shoulder shimmy dance, wandering around in circles, naked to the waist. Not really naked to the waist. That was The Dough and Slippery Slope. It's great, isn't it? They're my featured artists this week. Two more from them before 4 o'clock. I just put in mind of this song by the crows in the nearby trees just there a few minutes ago. Bill Callahan and Too Many Birds.
Many birds in one tree. Too many birds in one tree. And the sky is full of black and screaming leaves. The sky is full, black and screaming, and one more bird, then one more bird, and one last bird, and another, one last blackbird without a place to land, one last blackbird without a place to be. Turns around in hopes to find the place it last knew rest. Oh, blackbird over black rain burn, this is not where last new rest. You fly all night to sleep on stone, the heartless rest that in the morn will be gone. You fly all night to sleep on stone, to return to the tree with too many birds. Too many birds, too many birds.
Bill Callahan and Too Many Birds from his album Sometimes I Wish I Were an Eagle. Great, that one, eh? Eddie Bowe and Inez Cheatham with Lover and a Friend coming up now. This is a song for Guy recommendation by a listener. It's not very good, is it? I've lost the email with whoever recommended this on. Whoever you are, thank you so much. How massively unprofessional of me. Eddie Bowe and Inez Cheatham, or Cheatham, and Lover and a Friend. Eddie Bowen and Inez Cheatham and Lover and a Friend. A song for Guy recommendation from the Mystery Recommender. Sorry for losing your name.
Music.
Hi, this is Tom Robinson, and every Saturday night we bring you my favourite new tunes of the week, thoughtful conversations with fascinating guests, and dusty old gems from my record collection. My guests tend to be interesting and thoughtful talkers rather than just big names. It's been a joy to meet people like Scroobius Pitt, Brian Eno, Nadine Shah, John Grant and Sam Lee. And this Saturday, I'll be chatting with Conor O'Brien from Villagers.
When you're really going through an exciting creative patch, nothing can stop you from writing, and I've slowly been finding that recently with written songs in various parts of the world, and that can feed into the song and your aesthetic world.
The Tom Robinson Show.
This Saturday night from 9 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6 Music.
The matter?
And the anti-matter.
The Shangri-Las, I promise you this one, Sophisticated Boom Boom. Look out for the Ocarina George solo. This is something I have going with Jess Hoop. Sometimes when she's singing, the way she shapes her jaw allows her to make different sounds than people with normal skulls. So I've always called her Ocarina Jaw. And I'm not sure how this is being done during this song, but this is one of the Shangri-La's human voice doing the solo in this tune. But if you fancy a little shimmy now while you're cooking your Sunday lunch, turn the radio up, because this is a great tune.
I was walking down the street, and it was getting mighty late. Well, the truth of the matter is, this poor girl had been abandoned by her date. When, from out of nowhere, came this music loud and clear. Let me see, from over there?
No, over there.
Over there?
Over here.
Yeah.
Well, I opened up the door, and much to my surprise, the girls were wearing formals, and a boys were wearing ties. And I feel that I should mention that the band was at attention. They just stood there all so neat while they played their swinging beat. So I grabbed this little boy who came strutting across the room. I said, "What's that?" And he said,
"Sophisticated boom."
It's been long overdue.
Shake your hips.
Jackie Thompson, my mate who introduced me to that tune. That's the Shangri-Las from Leader of the Pack. That sophisticated boom boom. It's great, isn't it? So the theme, the loose theme of this week's programme is the drums. Drums don't have to lead the groove as they did in Sophisticated Boom Boom there. They can just hang back and do really simple stuff, build tension, as they do in this next tune by Interpol. From Turn on the Bright Lights, this is Hands Away.
Let's see about this sound.
Interpol and Hands Away from Turn On The Bright Lights. If you need somewhere to start with Interpol, that's a fantastic record. It was the first one I was into and I recommend it. Turn On The Bright Lights. So I mentioned last week Jimmy Goodwin, who's my friend from Doves. He's got a solo album coming out next year. We're both into this tune by Washington Phillips, which Jimmy introduced me to. I think it must be coming up for like 7 or 8 years ago when we were both up on the island of Mull in Scotland. Doing some writing up there with Doris the dog, bless her, no longer with us. Sheep worrying old dog she was. And I remember we're driving down the road listening to this next tune by Washington Phillips. All we know about Washington Phillips is that this was recorded in the 20s. It's from the American Library of Congress recording archive, and it's described as playing a homemade instrument. That's all we know about Washington Phillips. That and his deep faith, because he's singing a gospel tune. So we just fell in love with this very, very sweet, strange little bit of gospel music. And I remember Jimmy spontaneously getting out of the car in the middle of a country road and dancing in front of the bonnet like he'd seen the light. It was very, very funny. This going out to Jimmy is Washington Phillips, and Lift Him Up, That's All.
Was around here on this land, he said he did do his father's command. Because he knew that he was his father's only son, he came to draw men unto him. Oh, lift him up, that's all. Lift him up in his way. If you tell the name of Jesus every while, if you keep his name ringing every while that you go, he will draw men unto him. When Jesus met the woman at Jacob's well, he said he did have a sweet message to tell. The woman comes wondering, cause she seen he was a Jew. He came to draw men unto him. Oh, lift him up, that's all. Lift him up in his way. If you will tell the name of Jesus every while, if you will keep his name ringing every while that you go, he will draw men unto him. When she learned that it is Jesus, she ran into the town, saying, come and see a man who told me all that I've done. Is this not the messenger which is called Christ? He came to draw men unto him. Oh, lift him up, that's all. Lift him up in his way. If you tell the name of Jesus every while, if you keep his name ringing every while that you go, he will draw men unto him. When he asked her for some water, her sin she tried to hide. She comes telling my Savior all about race pride. But a woman, if you just only knew the gift of God, I came to draw men unto me. Oh, lift him up, that's all. Lift him up in his word. If you tell the name of Jesus every while, if you keep his name ringing every while that you go, he will draw men unto him.
News.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 2:30. This is Anthony Birchley. An 11% pay rise for MPs has been criticised by senior politicians. The Independent Parliamentary Standards Authority is set to rubber stamp the proposals next week. The Defence Secretary and Chief Secretary to the Treasury say they wouldn't accept the rise. But the Tory backbencher Peter Bottomley says the salary of MPs needs to be high enough to attract professional people.
Salary doesn't matter to the rich, doesn't matter to the poor.
It doesn't matter to the very young, it doesn't matter to the very old, people in the middle, it does matter. And the real question is whether, say, a general practitioner in medicine who decides to offer herself for, say, 2 terms in Parliament as a general practitioner in politics, how much of a pay cut should she have?
Three people are in custody in connection with new allegations that incidents in football matches have been fixed. The National Crime Agency is examining claims passed to it by The Sun on Sunday. Oldham Athletic has launched an internal investigation after allegations were made against one of its players. The former Latics striker Andy Ritchie said there was no room for fixing in football.
There's lines that you don't cross and you've got to keep going on and you've got to have that integrity in football. And, you know, I would never have ever thought it could happen.
Buckingham Palace has announced that Prince Charles will represent the Queen at Nelson Mandela's funeral in South Africa next Sunday. David Cameron is also set to go. The Army and the RAF have been involved in efforts to help communities affected by the flooding along the east coast of England. Soldiers have built flood defences in Great Yarmouth, while in Middlesbrough, a Chinook helicopter lifted tons of sandbags to bolster sea defences before high tide. Detectives investigating a gun attack on vehicles in North Belfast have arrested a 34-year-old man. Officers were targeted in the Ardoyne area on Thursday night. And the former president, the president of Germany, is boycotting the Winter Olympics in the Russian city of Sochi in February. That's the 6 Music News. Your next update is at 3:30.
This is 6 Music.
6 Music.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
Jimmy, as if you didn't know by now,
I think it was. Sean Colvin and the facts about Jimmy. You see, even paint cans can become drums. Drums is the theme of this week's programme, and that was Sean Colvin with the facts about Jimmy from A Few Small Repairs. She's a fabulous, underrated lyricist, is Sean Colvin. The way she styles her music is too clean for me sometimes. If I'm completely honest, a little too sterile sometimes. But I do love that tune. That's going out to the girls up in the Lake District. Emma and Sarah and Nicola and Maria and the dog, Chloe, and Jimmy the farmer, who looks after them when they're up there. They're on writing retreat, the girls, at the moment. So Sean Colvin with Facts About Jimmy for the girls and Jimmy. So yeah, drums being the theme, I'm now going to play your little buddy Rich. My drummer Richard Jupp has told me some stories that would probably be libelous if I repeated them here on the BBC about Buddy Rich. But rumour is, and I don't know if it's true, that he wasn't that pleasant a man to work for or work with. But what a drummer. This is The Beat Goes On, and the girl singing it is his 12-year-old daughter. Have a listen.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-di-da-di-dee, la-di-da-di-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has banned that stage, uh-huh. The mini skirts, the current thing, uh-huh. Teeny bopper is our newborn king, uh-huh. And the beat goes on, the beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-di-da-di-dee, la-di-da-di-da. Grocery stores, a supermarket. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the
great, isn't it? The Beat Goes On by Buddy Rich and family, apparently. And you can sing a good drum solo. You gotta be kidding me. You gotta be kidding me. Gotta be kidding me. Gotta be kidding me. Etc. Etc. Yeah, Buddy Rich on the theme of drums. I found, you know, earlier on we heard a tune by, where's it gone? Eddie Bowe and Inez Cheatham, Lover and a Friend, and I couldn't find the email. Well, I found the email, and thank goodness I have, because it's a Manchester lass called Penny Lean. Penny Lean is in my heart and in my mind. She says her son is currently blogging his way around the world as Worldwide 45s, in inverted commas. I guess that's his DJ name. I urge you to check his blog, especially the New Orleans section. He recommends Eddie Bowe and Inez Cheatham and Lover and a Friend. Thank you to Penny Lean. And if you have the inkling, guys, there you go. Worldwide 45s is what you need to Google. We have another song for guy recommendation now from Daniel Sainer in Lucerne in Switzerland. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. Have I done the wrong one? I have indeed. This one's from Caitlin in Edinburgh. Very disorganised today. Dear guy, I'd like to recommend a song by Devin Spruill called Eloise and Alex from the album Keep Your Silver Shined. It was incredibly hard to choose just one of hers, but as this one also features her husband, Paul Carreri, also an amazing singer and songwriter, I thought I'd do the job of introducing him as well. Thank you to Caitlin in Edinburgh. And here we have it. Eloise and Alex by Devin Spruill. Happy Sunday, everyone.
Brushing off their knees, humbly this we ask you, then kissed and went to sleep. Carriages of mistakes, ghosting off the treetops, justifying bright side from out there in the night. Blocky little numbers, partners thick and thin. I hear the word Sierra whenever I see you. Invite the outside in. If ever I stepped in trouble, I'd say I'd been with him. Carriages and estates, ghosting off the treetops. Justifying right side from out there in the night. In the cataract of evening, they sit with rain upon their feet. And entertain some lowdown, so often privately. So patient in their love, it's difficult to get what they can't get hold of. Carriages and mistakes, Eloise and Alex, ghosting off the treetops, brushing off their knees, justifying bright side. Humbly this we ask you, from out there in the night.
Devin Sproul, recommended by Eloise and Alex. Recommended by Caitlin in Edinburgh. I'm all back to front today, folks. Recommended by Caitlin in Edinburgh. That's Eloise and Alex by Devin Sproul. There you go. That's everything in its right place. Absolutely love that. Thanks, Caitlin. Thank you so much. I want to go and look for some more of her work. Going to have one now from Joanna Newsom. This is 1 minute and 49 seconds of absolute perfection. It's sad, it's dry, it's beautiful, and it's achingly honest. It's Joanna Newsom, and it's On a Good Day. Have a listen to the lyrics to this. It's just amazing.
Hey, 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 the end is near. On a good day, you can see the end from here. But I won't turn back now, though the way is clear. I will stay for the remainder. I saw life and I called it mine. I saw it drawn so sweet and fine. And I had begun to fill in all the lines, right down to what we name her. Our nature does not change by will. In the winter round the ruined mill, the creek is lying flat and still. It is water though it's frozen. So cross the years and miles and through, on a good day you can feel my love for you. Will you leave me be so that we can stay true to the path that you have chosen?
Wow, eh? Joanna Newsom, and from the album Have One On Me, that's On a Good Day. Very sad, but just a great bit of writing. Absolutely love it.
One of the things I really like about BBC Playlister is that now I'm collecting music recommendations from across the BBC. So if I hear a track on Giles Peterson's show or on Radio 4's Desert Island Discs and think, oh, I need to remember the name of this or that and I want it on my playlist, if you're listening online or through the iPlayer radio app, click it and it is added. You don't even need a pen. And then when you log in, you can see what other presenters are adding and listening to. So I end up taking recommendations from their playlists too. If you want to find out more, go to bbc.co.uk/playlister. BBC Playlister. Get playlisting.
Jolly Jupiter. It's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Adventures in Stereo were a band from Glasgow in Scotland, formed by Primal Scream founding member Jim Beattie, and also with Judith Boyle. Lovely, lovely vibes on these records. Very clunkily assembled samples, badly looped samples. It all feels very spontaneous and from the hip. And they're all really short. I thought of these because of the Joanna Newsom tune I just played. Because that was 1 minute 50 and this one's 2 minute 20. I might do an album of little minuets one day. I think those little bite-sized vibes are great. They can change your mood for an entire day just with 2 minutes of music. Not like the album that Elbow are just finishing at the moment, where I don't think there's anything under 5 minutes and most of them average about 7. Anyway, here's Adventures in Stereo with the lovely There Was a Time.
Never before.
Play, eh? Adventures in Stereo with There Was a Time. The Beckopedia is with us once again. The Mystery Musical History Girl. Now then?
Now then. McCarthyism, the anti-communist witch hunt in the early 1950s, which ruined so many promising American artists, had stopped Elmer Bernstein's career in its tracks. The composer, who had won a piano scholarship at the age of 12, was mentored by Aaron Copland and had been a concert pianist in his 20s, was just breaking into film, with scores which were garnering much attention and praise. Then his left-wing sympathies and his refusal to name names to the House Un-American Activities Committee brought everything to a screeching halt. From writing for movies like Joan Crawford's Sudden Fear, he was now being forced to score B-movies, such as Catwomen of the Moon. Humiliating perhaps, but he invested as much of his talent and enthusiasm as ever, and made great advancements in the early use of electronic music. But it was the action of Cecil B. DeMille in hiring him to score the Ten Commandments which brought him back to the mainstream. And within a year, he'd composed Hollywood's first all-jazz soundtrack for The Man with the Golden Arm. A brash, streetwise, percussion-rich cacophony of sound that would be emulated on film and television many times over in the years to come. The Great Escape, To Kill a Mockingbird, The Shootist, My Left Foot, The Age of Innocence. Imagine what cinema would have lost if Joe McCarthy had got his way. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Thank you.
Six.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Great song, Jonas Policewoman, from the album Real Life, that's Eternal Flame. That's such a good album, you've really got to get it. I played a tune off it, the title track, in fact, a few weeks ago, and lots of people always get in touch. A beautiful record indeed. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. This could be my finest hour. Really enjoying the new slot of Sunday afternoons. Next week, however, Paul Smith from Maximo Park is going to fill in for me. He's deputised for me before as Paul, and he's a bit too good, he's a bit too brilliant. He's got great music taste. Also, if you've ever seen Paul perform live, he's by far the hardest working man in show business. He needs that mantle off James Brown. Quite an epic, amazing performer, and a lovely bloke as well. So yeah, he's in next week, because I'll be travelling to the States, and then the following week I'll present you one from Brooklyn, NYC, which should be exciting. My featured artists this week are The Doe. If you want to find them online, it's spelled The Do, D-O, as in the word do. And the tune I'm going to play for you is called On My Shoulders. I was reminded of The Doe by a listener called, let me just pull up your file here, Daniel Sainer got in touch from Lucerne in Switzerland. He says, because I do my research, I know that you've played The Doe on your show before. And just to confuse matters further, Daniel's spelling the band's name D-A, whereas we spell it D-O. Anyway, But I don't know whether you're familiar with this particular song. On My Shoulders is a heart-wrenching story about a woman who can't find the strength to leave an abusive relationship, and the song really demonstrates the talent of singer Olivia Merilati, her voice gaining strength as she declares that she won't put up with any more before breaking back down into helpless pleading, and as she responds to her friends who tell her that she has to leave him. You can literally hear her holding back her tears when she says, "You're my man," and they just don't understand. I actually have to gulp back a sob myself sometimes. So much heart does Merilati put into this piece. It's a song that definitely deserves a close listen. Well, you heard it from Daniel. That's a song for guy recommendation from Daniel Insaner, and it was his idea to have these guys as my featured artist this week. The band is The Doe, and the tune is called On My Shoulders, and it's beautiful.
Why do I always help you carry your boulders?
the Dome, my featured artist this week, and that was On My Shoulders. Go and find out more about them. They topped the charts in France and were the first band to do so with an English-speaking album in, or was it the first French band to do so with an English-speaking album? Isn't that amazing? What a thing to say. They are French-Finnish and just very, very talented. That one was from, let me just double check actually. They've only got two albums out, why don't you just go buy them both? Both Ways Open Jaws is the one I'm most familiar with, and it's great. I think the other one's called Mouthful. In any case, go and buy all their records, eh? If the theme of the finest hour, and it is drums and drumming, then I can't very well omit this next gentleman. I've been talking about this band a lot recently because Elbow have began their interviews for our next record launch. So I've been talking to a lot of journalists over the last couple of days, all of them from mainland Europe in different places. And they all ask about Manchester's influence on our music. What was it like being a teenager in Manchester? What were we listening to? And this next band were hugely influential for everybody my age that was born in the north of England. And there was something about that particular period of time. Manchester's music was the musical eye of the storm. It was the centre of the universe at that time. And then to see these guys walking around our hometown of Bury was pretty special, and I have no doubt it's part of the reason why we decided to carry on as a band all those years ago. They are, of course, the Stone Roses, with Rennie on the drums, probably the coolest drummer in the world, I think, even now. This is The One. Thank you. This is the one by the Stone Roses from their debut album, Stone Roses, followed, of course, by I Am the Resurrection, because you can't have one without the other. And yes, I know it was 15 minutes of the Stone Roses, but you can't have one without the other, can you? Answers on a postcard, whether you agree or not. I'm going to play some Mazzy Star from the album Among My Swan. This, to my mind, my friends, is perfect Sunday afternoon music. Nearly got there, didn't I? Come on, let's stir the gravy together. Stirring the gravy now. That's right, get that lump in the corner. There you go.
BBC News at 3:30. I'm Adam Porter. Avon and Somerset police have arrested two people on suspicion of slavery offences. Detectives say three victims, men in their 30s, 40s and 50s, have been taken to a place of safety. The arrests followed raids in Bristol and South Gloucestershire. MPs have given a mixed response to the recommendation for a pay increase of 11% after the next election. The Chief Secretary to the Treasury, Danny Alexander, said it was utterly incomprehensible, and the Shadow Chancellor, Ed Balls, called it preposterous. But the former Labour Cabinet Minister, Jack Straw, says if the pay isn't high enough, only the rich can afford to be MPs.
You'll go on recruiting people of some talent who've got family money or who have got many fewer family responsibilities, but you won't get, importantly, recruitment from people of modest backgrounds.
Police are questioning three people following new allegations of fixing in football. The National Crime Agency began an investigation after The Sun on Sunday secretly recorded the former Portsmouth player Sam Sodgy, claiming to have received £70,000 for being sent off in a League One match last season. Almost 60 heads of state and heads of government are to attend Nelson Mandela's memorial service or funeral next week. President Obama will be there, along with three former US presidents. Prince Charles will represent the Queen. A day of prayer has been held across South Africa. These people from Cape Town say they're grateful for Mr. Mandela's legacy.
Today, I'm just came to the church to say farewell to the greatest man that changed our life, that changed South Africa.
Nelson Mandela really is that symbol of unity. He's a symbol of peace and hope.
The German president says he won't attend the Winter Olympics at Sochi in Russia in February. A spokesman said the president had concerns over what he saw as the abuse of human rights under President Putin. That's Six Music News, the next at 4:30.
This is Six Music.
Six Music.
This is BBC Radio Six Music.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
The longest train I ever saw went down there. Georgia line. Well, the engine went by at 6 o'clock, and the cab went by at 9. In the pines, where the sun never shines, and we shiver when the north wind blows. I asked the captain for the time of day. He said he threw his watch away. A long and steel ray. A short cross tie, and I'm on my way back home. In the pines, where the sun never shines, and we shiver when the north wind blows. Little girl. Little girl, what have I done that makes you treat me this way? Well, you have caused me to weep. You caused me to moan. You caused me to leave my home. In the pines, where the sun never shines, and we shiver when the north wind blows.
was Smog, or Bill Callahan, and In the Pines from A River Ain't Too Much to Love, which is my favourite record of his. And once again, that was In the Pines by Smog. And I hear the nation scream, Guy, you played a Bill Callahan tune in the first hour of your programme. I can do whatever I want, I'm the Chief of Police. The Doe are my band of choice. This absolutely gorgeous record is called The Wicked and the Blind, and I want you to concentrate on its melodies, because that's the strongest thing about it, I think.
Silent.
final offering from my featured artist this week, The Doe. We spell it D-O, and that's The Wicked and The Blind. It's progressive, it's soulful, it feels earnest, and it's really, really experimentally produced. I think it's great music. Go and buy both or all of their records. The Doe are Olivia Merilati and Dan Levy, and the amazing drummer there supplied by, I think, Jeremy Pontier, although José Joyette and Pierre Belleville, in fact it's more likely to be Pierre Belleville, they've all supplied drums for the band at one point or another. So alongside the rock drummers that inspired my drummer Richard Jupp, the lovely man, so Matt Cameron was a big influence on him, and he loves Jimmy Chamberlain as well, and I'm very proud of Richard's skills. He is a great drummer. He also loves Paul Webb from Talk Talk, who I think just pattern wise and delicacy and the way he sits back on a groove and really doesn't do too much, I think that's been a big inspiration to Jupp over the years. Here's a really good early example of that sort of laid backness. This is I Believe in You from Spirit of Eden, and this is one of the greatest pieces of music ever written, in my opinion. I can't tell you why, but it speaks to me, man. Know what I mean?
Thank you.
Talk Talk and I Believe in You from their album Spirit of Eden, which is one of my favourite records ever. I love it.
At the beginning of the 1960s in a small town in northwest Alabama, American music history was about to be made.
He said, you know, I've got this great little studio down in Muscle Shoals and you're gonna love it.
From Aretha Franklin to Percy Sledge, it was here where the tracks that made the golden era of black American music were forged. On last Saturday's Craig Charles from Consult Show, I talked to the man who was at the centre of it all. The legendary producer, hitmaker and famed studio owner, Rick Hall.
It was fun. Man, I mean, I was on cloud nine.
Hear how it all started and the music that has made Muscle Shoals the mecca of music it is today.
I was just trying to make a buck. Arthur Alexander came to me and wrote a song and he said, what do you think? And I said, I think it's a hit. He said, what are we going to do about it? And I said, well, we're going to cut it. And he said, when? I said, tomorrow.
Available to listen to now at the Six Music website.
Ready? Play.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
Peter Broderick now. This was a Song for Guy recommendation from Sean Visor, going back a few years. A great artist and a lovely song. It's called And It's All Right.
Oh,
Peter Broderick, a recommendation many moons ago from Sean Visor, and that's And It's Alright. I'm going to finish off with the Velvet Underground and All Tomorrow's Parties. I will forever be reminded of a party at my friend Angela Duddy's house when we were 16. That's the first time I remember hearing this tune. All the Duddies had great taste in music, have great taste in music. All Tomorrow's Parties, yeah, it was the day after a big party that her parents knew nothing about. So there you go. Picture skinny, probably not had any sleep, me, lying on somebody's front room shag pile carpet, looking bewildered, thinking, what is this music? I need it in my life. Thank you to Michelle and Peter and everyone who helps me put the programme together. Of course, to the Beckopedia and to my featured artist this week, The Doe, spelled D-O. Thank you. And everyone who sent in Song for Guy recommendations. Paul Smith from Maximo Park filling in for me next week. Jarvis up next. Don't you dare touch that dial. And I'll see you in 2 weeks from Brooklyn, if you know what I mean. Good afternoon, Mrs. Harrington.
What will she do with this?